the end of his two-year killing spree, seven women were dead. He made a name for himself. Literally. He sent out written communication identifying himself as the Keystone Killer. These letters, all of which were accompanied by a word search puzzle, were part of his game. Like Son of Sam, he taunted the police. He fueled the media's fascination with him. As you'll see in the book, he left specific crime scene details in the word puzzles. And then, 18 years ago, he just stopped killing. Now, one of the Philadelphia PD's theories was that he was in jail on an unrelated charge. But this is a man who craves attention. He could not remain a faceless prisoner for so long. Another theory was that he had simply moved away, and he continued killing in another city or another country. But the FBI's BICAP program tracks murders and murderers all around the world, and they turned up nothing. This intricate knot was part of his signature. It's a signature we have never seen repeated. Another theory was that he had died, which is the only explanation for why a compulsive psychopath would stop killing. But I never believed he was a psychopath who had to do this. I believe he is a narcissistic sociopath who chooses to. This is his last victim, Amy Jennings. She was 23. Her infant son was in the next room when she was killed. So even if he thinks he's finished, he still has a debt to pay.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You look comfortable up there. Why don't you come back to the BAU for a guest lecture?
I'm retired, remember?
Hell of a way to relax. 323 pages on the one that got away.
He hasn't gotten away. And you didn't count that 8-page prologue.
What happened to Florida? 36 holes a day.
Florida's too humid. Anyway, I'd miss the seasons. So I'm in Philadelphia now.
You're in Philadelphia for the seasons?
You think I'm, what, dysfunctional? Obsessed?
Want to eat where the killer eats? Sleep where he sleeps?
Maybe I'm addicted to Pat's steaks. Maybe I'm holding out hope that the Eagles will turn it around next season.
Remember weapons of mass destruction?
What are you saying? You think I'm chasing a ghost?
I'm saying sometimes we get it wrong. You ever consider that?
I've considered everything. So, how are things at BAU? Anything changed since I left?
Everything changes. Everything stays the same. You know how it is.
Miss me?
No.
Just here to buy a book then, huh?
What can I say? Profilers, they fascinate me.
Sorry to interrupt, but this is for you.
Thanks.
Sure.
Fan mail.
Fan mail. How do you like that? Wait a minute. Hey, who gave this to you?
I don't know. Guy in a blue jacket?
Hey, wait. That's not the guy. It's not the guy.
What's going on? Sorry, sir. Misunderstanding.
His mind does not probe the black water. I'd like two volumes of the same book, Max. Why don't we add a few more chapters? Is this from him, the Keystone Killer?
Son of a bitch was right here. You still think I'm after a ghost? Lock this place down. No one leaves until I talk to them.
Norman MacLean wrote, "It is those we live with and love and should know who elude us."
So they've been here all night?
Apparently.
Where else would any of us be on a Saturday night?
Not like we have lives or anything.
Speak for yourself.
Guys, we are about to meet Max Ryan, the guy responsible for catching the Boise child killer. Have you ever talked to him before?
He's pretty intense. Rusk, not much of a bedside manner.
Sound like anyone else we know?
I heard he was forced into early retirement.
No, he chose to retire.
He's written a new book on the Keystone Killer case.
He moved to Philadelphia to be closer to the crime scenes.
That's retirement?
BAE style.
Who in his mind has not probed the black water? John Steinbeck, East of Eden.
Story of good and evil. Love and hate.
There's been some new activity on the Keystone Killer case.
New?
He was at Max's lecture last night.
What?
You got away?
Would we have woken you up if we caught him?
He handed this letter to the security guard.
And he included two driver's licenses with it.
One is from his last victim.
Less known victim.
Amy Jennings. Strangled in 1987.
Gray.
You see something?
Yeah. What is the significance of black bra and gray wool socks?
That's what Amy Jennings was wearing when we found her.
That's a lot of detail to remember for 20 years. Green River killer. Couldn't remember where the bodies were buried, much less what they were wearing.
Some on subs take pictures, print them themselves, so they can manipulate the scene, bring it to life. That would explain the level of detail.
Does no fight in the rear window have anything to do with the Jennings case?
No. He entered in through the front door. There's ample evidence that Amy fought him very hard. Now, he's referring to a new victim there.
The second driver's license.
Carla Bromwell.
Yeah, there's a C. Bromwell here in the puzzle.
Philly PD went to the address on the license a little while ago, found her suffocated with a plastic bag.
Suffocated? His previous victims are strangled. His MO's different.
He hasn't been killing all along, has he?
It would have been difficult to tie these new murders to the Keystone Killer, what with the change in methodology and the time that's elapsed between kills.
If he had been active, I would have known.
It's not entirely impossible for an unsub to switch his MO. The Zodiac Killer went from stabbing people to shooting them.
Yes, but he wanted to take the credit. This bastard didn't do anything in secret.
I'd say good morning, but it's still dark outside.
Who's this?
Carla Bromwell. Gideon, can you put it on the news?
The Philadelphia police were notified late last night of a letter that was hand-delivered to this news station. Apparently, it was written by the infamous Keystone Killer, who's wanted in connection with the murders of seven women back in the late 1980s. He also included a photograph of a woman. She appears to be dead in the photo, suffocated with a plastic bag. Now, subsequently, police discovered a body in the Overbrook area, but they are not confirming that it's the woman in this picture.
He works fast.
That's an understatement, huh?
Meet you on the plane in 30 minutes.
I'm coming with you. I'm not asking, Jason.
Philly PD confirmed that Carla Bromwell's been dead less than 12 hours. She was 47.
Victims are getting older.
That is unusual.
Victimology rarely changes.
Her hands and feet were bound in flex cuffs.
Flex cuffs? No ropes?
That's what they said. They're waiting at the crime scene for you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
If you need me.
So older victims are in a different mode of binding and killing.
Maybe the note just means we have a copycat on our hands.
A copycat who just happens to have Amy Jennings' driver's license? No, it's the Keystone Killer.
How are we supposed to work with him? Gideon, he's not even an active agent.
He's here because he knows his case better than any of us. We're leading the investigation. He's only consulting.
Anyone tell him that?
FBI. Detective Charles Santangelo, Philly PD.
Is this Gideon Greenaway?
Yes, you think the Keystone Killer did this?
Yes, we do.
Agent Ryan.
Detective.
I guess you'd show up sooner or later.
He's consulting with us.
CSI's done processing the body?
Yeah. We'll get out of your way.
Thanks. This is his eighth victim.
There's no bruising on the wrists, ankles or neck. Just a good-sized blunt force head wound.
Yeah, probably a surprise attack.
Well, the puzzle said no fight.
I know what the puzzle said.
Head wound is extensive. Level of violence is escalating.
Yeah.
This bedroom is in the front of the house. And the puzzle mentioned a rear window. Maybe he left a print.
No way.
Well, I think I'm going to check it out anyway.
You do what you want to do, but believe me, you're wasting your time.
Elle's good at this, Max.
Did I say she wasn't? I haven't had a feeling like this around a dead body in 18 years.
I remember what you said to me on my first day. Don't lose your objectivity. This isn't personal.
Yeah. Well, maybe not for you.
We are aware of the media reports. However, we cannot confirm at this time.
Is this a Keystone killer?
The FBI will be making a formal statement later on today.
We received more information from the murderer than the police. What's going on?
We have a right to the truth. The Philadelphia police have to finish investigating this crime scene before we can make a statement. All of your questions will be answered at that time, so please be patient.
And where will
That's all I can say.
Ma'am, when can we expect that
we
statement
don't know
today?
Now
you know anything about murder?
What do you think of Ryan?
He hasn't changed much.
I think we can learn a lot from him.
What could you possibly learn that you don't already know?
Hotch, repetitive thinking is a death knell for the brain. For complete brain usage, diverse stimulation is the key. Look at this.
Let's go show this to everyone. Found another note.
Let's see that. In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present.
He's quoting Sir Francis Bacon now.
I use this specific quote
in your book on page 184. I read it on the plane.
And you remember the page number of the quote?
Don't ask. He says to expect another gift in 2 days.
A gift?
Calls his victims gifts.
Gifts for whom?
For me.
Changed in 20 years, including the age of the Keystone Killer's victims.
He's older. His victims are older. Makes sense to me.
Most unsubs have specific fantasies. It's as if they're killing the same person over and over again. This man clearly had a preference for young brunettes, and now he's switched to older women.
Well, what does that mean?
Ted Bundy only killed women that looked like his fiance. But then he devolved and he brutally attacked a house full of sorority sisters that looked nothing like his previous victims. He went off script. His final victim was a 12-year-old girl. When police found the van that he used to kill her, the amount of blood revealed that he had lost complete control. It was that de-evolution that eventually led to his capture.
He could be de-evolving into a frenzy.
So you mean he's about to mess up?
Keystone Killer's de-evolution is only a theory. You need to be prepared for anything.
And if he is in a frenzy, there's no telling how quickly he'll fall apart.
Or how many more victims he'll take with him.
So we're going to go over everything we know, old and new, and hopefully find him before we find another body.
We'll start with Agent Ryan's original profile. Max, you want to present it?
No.
We're looking for a white male in his late 40s. The controlled crime scenes, the meticulousness, and this collection of trophies suggests a possible military background. We believe he's been living in the same geographic area his entire adult life.
Thought you were going to present the profile.
Tim can handle it.
The team. We used to work solo when this all started.
Well, we were wrong.
You don't worry about too many cooks?
Nope.
He used a quote, Jason. He used a quote from my book.
So? Maybe it's a coincidence.
We've both been doing this too long to believe that.
All right, let's focus on the differences in the crimes. What's he doing that's new?
Well, his latest victim was hit in the head. That's new.
In the word puzzle, he said she didn't fight. So why hit her? Scare her? Show her he's in charge?
Well, he never did that before.
And a blow that hard wouldn't scare her.
Probably just knock her unconscious.
In order to control her?
I switched from using rope to flex cuffs. The intricate knot was part of his signature.
Flex cuffs are easier. Probably saved him time.
No. It's more than that. The rope was meticulously tied. It was intimate, completely unnecessary.
And he abandoned the rope and the use of his bare hands, which makes his kills less personal and less controlling.
Okay, seriously, guys. Let's just abandon all this. Let's just treat him like he's a new offender.
He isn't.
Guys, I have a name.
Nibras. That's a name from what country?
It's backwards. S. Harbin. There's a Scott Harbin on Ryan's original suspect list.
It's not Scott Harbin. Harbin went to jail in 1988 for stabbing a guy while he was trying to escape during a home invasion. The guy later died. Harbin didn't even know there was anyone at home at the time he broke in.
How long did he get?
30 years.
So that makes him a little more than halfway done.
Unless he's been paroled.
No, it's too easy. I interviewed Harbin twice. He's a pervert. He's a small-time burglar with a fetish for lingerie. I mean, he's a creep. But he is not the Keystone Killer. Believe me, our guy has not been in jail all these years.
All right, I'm going to call Garcia. See what she can dig up on this guy.
He's not the guy!
Jason, what are we doing here?
What do you mean?
Well, is Ryan interested in catching the Keystone Killer or just proving he's right?
Scott Harbin was paroled 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah? To Philly?
Yeah, looks like it. And hey, guess what? Bad boy missed his last appointment with his parole officer.
Well, that right there makes him a wanted man, doesn't it?
And I have an address on him.
You are amazing.
You have no idea.
FBI, Sloan!
Stop! I said stop!
Okay, all right.
Are you Scott Harbin?
What?
Scott Harbin!
Yeah, that's Scott Harbin.
Hey, come on. Ryan, you got old.
Haven't we all?
Missed an appointment, Scott.
Oh, they send the FBI now for parole violations?
Yeah, we were in the neighborhood.
Excuse me, fellas.
Thanks.
Hutch.
Yeah,
look at that. Socks 3 inches, underwear 6 inches. They teach you that at basic training.
Ryan thought he might have a military background. Hey, Morgan. What's the chance he labels his secrets?
What do you think?
I don't know. He does seem to be a guy who needs to be in control.
Definitely obsessive. Everything has its place. Probably comes from years of solitude, huh?
A strict upbringing. Maybe this is a guy who likes to be alone. Sharing a jail cell must have been a nightmare.
Are you finished?
Did I make you angry? Did I upset you? Wait, you're gonna hurt me?
I'm not stupid.
No, you wouldn't hurt me here. You'd wait, sneak up behind me, and hit me over the head just when I'm not looking. What's the matter, Scotty? Can't deal with a woman who's not afraid of you.
I
Hey, Morgan.
Yo.
Think he makes his own movies?
Well, if he's a control freak, Ryan thinks he is. Why wouldn't he?
Where are the tapes?
You okay?
What do you mean?
Got a little hot.
Did I say anything that wasn't true?
No.
Well, then I guess I'm fine.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come here.
What?
Come here.
No. Hey! Little help!
No!
It's okay. It's okay.
No!
No! No!
Get an ambulance right now! Move!
I'm on it.
Yeah, here he comes. They're bringing him up now. I'll call you back.
Scott Harbin.
Single obsessive military background. That's your profile.
But he keeps his victim in his house? He's that far off script?
Ryan. Got your name on it.
Isn't Scott Harbin an inelegant creature? A monster? There is no light with him, no balance. He is pure evil. Balance is what gives one mercy. You'll be reminded of my brand of mercy tomorrow, Max.
What does that mean?
Scott Harbin's a predator, just not the one we're looking for.
Cordon off the area at least a 6-block radius. Someone must have seen this guy.
Well, that's got to be a first. A killer actually leading us to another killer.
Oh, come on. We all know they make the best profilers. They admire each other's work.
Yeah, but usually from afar.
Well, at least we got Harbin off the street. All right, let's review. What do we know about the Keystone Killer?
Well, we know that he's not dead or in jail.
Enjoys the taunting, the game.
He's in complete control.
He strangled 7 women in the 1980s, stopped for 18 years, and then began again suffocating them. 10% of all violent crimes are caused by strangulation. It only takes 11 pounds of pressure to fully incapacitate your victim, and if you hang on for at least 50 seconds, they'll never recover.
When you suffocate someone, you actually have less control over their death. And it's actually more passive because the killer doesn't feel the life leaving the body.
Hey, he's changed almost everything that he does.
Why? Well, I mean, what's he getting out of this new MO? Where's his payoff? You got Carla Bromwell. She sustains a significant head injury. Blitz attacks suggest disorganization, no self-confidence. This is a guy who walks into 7 victims' homes prior to this. There was no forced entry at any of the scenes. Where's the loss of confidence?
He would never change the way he kills by choice.
What?
Well, we've been operating under the assumption that he purposely changed his M.O.
You say he changed because he had to change?
He knocked her unconscious. And it wasn't to scare her.
Because he couldn't control her physically while she's awake.
He could be incapacitated.
At least partially.
Maybe an injury.
Or a stroke.
Either way, you're going to have medical records, agreed?
Yes, what are we talking about? This had to have happened after the middle of 1988 in Philadelphia?
Anywho, fits the rest of the profile.
It's a lot of hospital records.
Call our girl Friday.
We're releasing a profile of the man we're looking for. We're hoping that someone out there seeing this will recognize some of the elements. He is most likely a white male in his late 40s with a military background and well-educated. He has a need for power and control, so he probably has a job with some type of authority.
You've just described half of the men living in Philadelphia. How does that help us?
If you'd let me finish.
Killer wrote in his last letter that he'd strike again within 2 days. How close are you to an arrest?
I'm not at liberty to discuss the progress of this ongoing investigation.
My name is Philip Bromwell. My sister Carla was murdered yesterday by a man you people should have stopped 18 years ago. Are you at liberty to explain how I'm supposed to tell our mother about this?
I am very sorry for your loss, Mr. Bromwell.
Please know that we do have the very best team assembled to handle this.
Isn't Special Agent Ryan working with the FBI again? He was unable to solve the murder before. What makes you think he's capable now?
Agent Ryan was one of a number of men working on this case.
There is no blame to be put on any one man or division.
I hate to be standing out there in front of those jackals.
Well, JJ, she can hold her own.
They're all better at the press thing than we ever were.
Well, we have a lot more of it to deal with now.
Hmm. They need someone to blame. I guess it's me.
Are you okay with that?
Well, the fact is I haven't been able to solve the case, so I'm an easy target. But if we do close it, that'll all go away.
And you think you'll be able to, you know, just walk away?
Well, I won't have any choice.
But don't you want to? I mean, don't you get to a certain point where you want to relax, maybe spend some time with your family?
Family? I lost that a long time ago. I haven't even seen them in years. As far as relaxing, the BAU doesn't employ too many agents with a relaxing kind of mentality, do they? Well, we've got some records to go through.
Strength permanently. I'm still thinking stroke.
You know, Ryan's profile puts the onset in his late 20s. Isn't that too young for a massive stroke?
Technically, you're never too young for a stroke. 80% of strokes are ischemic. The other 20% are hemorrhagic, which usually result in death. Ischemic strokes occur when plaque builds up in the arteries, causing restricted vessels to be blocked by a blood clot.
Okay, but doesn't it take years for that type of plaque to build up?
Typically.
Well, then, like I said, he was too young.
Did you know that stroke victims that play virtual reality games show significant advances in recovery than those who don't?
Now, here's somebody. In 1987, he was 30, single, dishonorable discharge.
It's a good start. What was the injury?
Broken neck. Intense physical therapy for 9 years.
What's he been doing since?
Oh, never mind. Guy moved to the Florida Keys. He's a scuba instructor. He's got the right idea.
Come on. There's got to be something in here.
Taking a break?
Is there anything worse than cop shop coffee?
The old cop shop donuts?
You know, at home I actually have to make the coffee bad now to enjoy it.
Yeah, I've had what you make. You saying you did that to me on purpose?
Well, what are friends for?
Remember that Boise child murderer?
How could I forget it?
Lake City detective. Griffin, what's his name? Right?
Yeah.
I remember we got there. That man was nearly suicidal.
Well, he had kids dropping around him like flies.
You told him feeling guilty when a series of crimes is occurring that you can't stop? Natural response. Important thing? Not to let yourself become another victim.
Hey, this is different.
Really?
Really. You see, Jason, somewhere, I think in my subconscious, I hoped that writing this book would draw him out. That he missed the attention. And maybe... maybe I wanted to play his game.
You had no idea he'd kill again?
No, but he did. And now there's another woman out there in danger.
You know this man better than he knows himself. You always have. Now you got an advantage. You got a team of the most incredible agents in the world out there. And you're standing here alone. If you let us, we'll help you find him.
Ella's running down injuries on college campuses. The guy's well read. He may have been a professor.
There are just too many hospitals, clinics, long-term care facilities. We'd be sifting through records for weeks.
Come on, there's got to be some way to narrow down the search, right?
Well, we've ruled out a stroke, and half the hospitals don't even say how the accident occurred.
Accidents? In America, someone's involved in a car accident once every 10 seconds.
Car accidents with injuries would all be reported by the police.
We profiled him driving a late-model American-made sedan.
All right, so how about I get Garcia to check Philly PD records for accidents involving American-made sedans and serious injury?
It's a long shot.
It's a shot. Start with 1988. If it was an accident, it stopped him in his tracks.
Speak.
I need a list, sweetness.
Aw, sugar. You're in luck. Lists are my specialty. Go.
All right. Philadelphia, 1988.
I need all car accidents resulting in injuries.
Wow. There's a lot of them. His friends let friends drive drunk back then. Okay. Got injuries, 36 in a 12-month period.
How many were American-made cars?
Almost all of them, except only 5 were serious enough to send the drivers to the hospital. Let's hear it for American-made safety.
Tell me who the drivers were.
Okay, one happened on I-95 by the airport. Ambulance picked up the other driver outside of 3245 Anders Street. Ow. Broken back.
That's not good. Hey, Anders Street.
3200 block of Anders.
That's where Carla Bromwell lived.
Well, that driver's name is Walter Kern, currently 48 years old, and still residing in the city of brother and sisterly love.
If he's 48, that would have put him in his late 20s at the time of the killing. Just like Ryan predicted.
Walter Kern had a military background. ROTC in high school, 4 years in the Air Force.
Hospital records show that he lost mobility in his right side due to severed nerve damage to his spinal cord.
He never got the strength back.
Kern's been a county worker, claims adjuster, and get this, he installed home alarms with Scott Harbin.
Takes one to know one.
All those jobs allowed him access to people's homes.
Explains why there was no sign of forced entry. He had a legitimate reason to knock on the door.
Women felt comfortable letting him inside.
He got a degree in criminology from Villanova in 1988. I wonder if he murdered anyone on campus.
It certainly explains his knowledge of law enforcement.
This looks like our guy. Anybody got a current address?
575 White Street, Southeast Philadelphia. I got you, Miss. We got him. Let's go bring him in.
Special Agent Jason Gideon, this is Special Agent Max Rand with the FBI. Can we speak with Walter Kern?
He's not here right now.
You know where he is?
Is something wrong?
Can we come inside?
What are you going to do? Why are you doing this? Why?
Put on these cuffs. Do it.
Walter's at the Pinewood Community Center working with the Boy Scouts. He volunteers as one of the leaders.
Would it be possible for us to search the house, ma'am?
She's at the Pinewood Community Center.
What for?
We've been called in to investigate the murders of several women here in Philadelphia. That's why we need to talk to him.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Now.
Can you answer one question for us, ma'am? Does your husband have an area here in the house that you're never supposed to go into? A place that you're not supposed to see?
Walter has a dark room.
If he knew you were in there, would he become so angry that you fear he could hurt you?
He just doesn't want me to ruin his pictures, that's all.
Mrs. Kern, has your husband ever suffered from long periods of depression?
His car accident.
And did he suddenly just snap out of it for no apparent reason?
What does all this mean?
Could you show us the room, Mrs. Kern?
It's clear.
Looks like he collected every article written about him.
Got your book.
Damn it, I signed it.
Hodge was entirely correct about the photography. The cellar's where he develops his photographs. Was that a scrapbook?
It's a chapter on every woman he's killed.
These entries are detailed enough to let him relive the kills for years.
He has candid photographs of the victims at the park, grocery store,
outside a church, driver's license, clothing, jewelry.
Those chapters in the back, they're not finished.
These photographs are at least 20 years old. Look at the hairstyles, the clothing. Themes of communication have been about old friends, unfinished business. His car accident was in the Fairmount District of Philadelphia. That's exactly where Carla Bromwell lived.
He was on the way to kill her when he had his accident.
It's not about finding a new type of victim. It's about a specific target.
Because he was such a perfectionist and is a perfectionist, he had to finish what he started years ago.
Oh, these aren't new victims, Max. They were already targeted. Right from day one.
Who's in their last chapter?
What's wrong with you, Walter? I've known you and Anne for years. You're good people.
Lay down on your back. Speak again, and I will kill you.
I believe Walter Kern is in Sylvia Gooden's home now. Hodge confirmed he left the community center hours ago, and Kern's car is parked on the next block.
I want Walter Kern alive.
I'll stand by for the word.
Good. Let's move up. Call you when we've secured current.
Yeah.
FBI, you're going to be all right. Just breathe easy. Take it easy.
We got her. Sylvia Gooden's alive. We got her.
Get in. I need your cuffs, man.
You're going to be fine. It's over. You're going to be fine.
Hold me to this. I'll take care of her.
That's enough. Now get up.
You're going to be okay. You're all right. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe.
You know, you've enjoyed this ride as much as I have, Max.
I sure am enjoying this part of it.
We are inseparable, you and me.
Let's just test that theory, huh?
Get him out of here.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years."
Did Jason ever tell you about the time that he found the director's itinerary in a bomber's car?
What, what?
Come on.
No, he never said anything.
Well, let me fill you in then. We had this bomber case. It was one of Jason's first, so we had him go over and search the bomber's car, which was in the Quantico garage. Except for me and the guys had planted this piece of paper that had all these times and locations of where the FBI director was going to be over the next 48 hours. Anyway, Jason takes one look at this piece of paper, and before we could stop him, he takes off, runs up 25 flights of stairs to the director's office, barges in, interrupting a meeting with the attorney general himself.
Yeah.
The director didn't find it very funny. And he was the only one who didn't. What else
you got? You know he has no one, no family.
Who's that?
Ryan. I mean, technically he's retired, but he hasn't seen his kids in years.
Divorce is not uncommon in the BAU.
You know, the other night when you called, Saturday night, did you think it was weird that we all just were able to drop everything and go to the office? That we're all available to you anytime you call, day or night?
No, not really.
How do you do it? How do you do this job and still have a wife and a baby?
Well, when I'm with them, I try to focus 100% of my attention there. And when I'm with you guys, I try to do the same thing. It's about priorities, Elle. It's about setting them and keeping them.
I'm just so scared I'm going to turn into that guy over there. Look up and see that my life is passing me by while I was chasing monsters.
It's hard. This job will eat you up if you let it.
So what do I do?
Find a way not to let it.